Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone-Brack, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love is a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, Composed with Love by my nephew, Miles DeBastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, a lesbian, and an entrepreneur, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in the relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I got blown off the air like 14 times on my home phone.
I know.
So that's why I'm now on my cell phone. And you were going to kill me because I wasn't calling in, but I was calling in for the last 12 minutes.
Oh, my God. No, because here I am going, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God, where's Cindy? Oh, my God, where's Cindy? I'm like, 3 minutes. 2 minutes, 1 minute, 48 seconds, 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to fly by the seat of my pants again. And, you know, at least I was, like, more or less prepared to do so. Like, when I'm not prepared to do so, forget it. I start fumbling over myself. I don't know what the hell to say to people. But luckily, I was like, okay, all I have to do is
But I don't know why you did it to me. I don't know why.
I got right on today. Luckily, I had no problems today, so I was very, very, pleased with that.
But I don't know why it accepts my cell phone, but not my home phone. I don't understand that.
I don't know. You know what? It's
but anyway,
is there ever really a rhyme or reason?
I don't know. It's a little bit crazy, but I do see that TJ's on the line, so we'll let him talk. And then the 517 number, I got a very, very nice email from a woman named Julie today that loved our show.
Thanked
us for everything. And that I asked her if she'd
Julie
like to
call
on the air. She said she stumbled across us. And so I thought that was nice that she took the time to said how much she liked the show. So anyway, you could get TJ.
Okay, and
number.
That's right over here. Hello, TJ.
Hello, Nicole. Hello.
Hello, how are you, dear?
I'm in Montauk. That's where that place is.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where you were, so I know you said you were eating dinner with Matt, so I'm glad. That sounds fun.
And you guys, I hope you can. Are you going to try to dial in with your other phone, or are you going to use the cell phone? Look,
I'm going to try to stay with the cell phone.
All right. I'm going to get off. I know, Nicole, take good care of her tonight. I know a lot of people waiting to talk to you. I love you, and I'll see you a little later.
Okay, bye.
Have a great day. I was talking about you this week.
Oh, really? How
Ooh.
So?
Well, because I was talking actually to Howard Stern's wife, Beth, and,
yes.
you know, she was talking about being out in the Hamptons and this and that and all, like, the local people out there. She made reference to, you know, Dan's paper and, you know, Hamptons magazine and the this and that. And, you know, she was just talking about the overall culture out there. And I said, you know what, I said, actually, I said, an absolutely wonderful writer that I know is out there. I said his name is TJ, and, you know, he could not be better, you know, better suited for, you know, for your little parties and things that you do out there. I said, so next time you have something going on and you want somebody fabulous to comment on it, I said, you know, I'll make sure that I give you his number. And she was like, oh, that would be wonderful. So, you know,
oh,
that's a soiree that they have to make for maybe wildlife. You know, because Beth Ostrowski, Howard Stern's wife, for those of you who don't know, does a lot of work with, I want to say it's Evelyn Alexander's wildlife rescue service, where literally Beth herself will actually go on calls to rescue animals. So I said, next fundraiser and everything, I said, if you want somebody that does report out there and that is local out there to maybe do an editorial or even report on the event, I said, I'll let you know. I said, he's a fabulous writer, I said, and you'll be more than happy with his work. So, I'm going to pass your number along to Howard this week.
Okay, thank you very much.
And don't
all
forget
right,
to say you need a fabulous
TJ.
Psychic. If they need a fabulous psychic.
All right. Thank you,
bye.
Both. Have a good show. I love
okay.
you both. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Have a great show. Have a great night, TJ.
I will.
Okay, so we're going to go over to the 517 number.
Yes, we're going to go over
and
to Julie, you said her name was, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Julie. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Julie. Such a nice email you sent me this morning and made my day when I woke up today. I said, this makes me want to get up and start my day.
Well, I'm glad. You have a true gift, and it's been a pleasure listening to your shows.
And where are you calling from, by the way?
Michigan, Springport.
Okay, so you're in Michigan. Okay, we don't
mm-hmm.
get that many Michigan listeners, so I'm glad that you're calling from there. That's wonderful.
Well,
so you can kind of, do you have a specific question or guidance you wanted in your life?
Well, we can go with the norm, I guess. Money and, you know, love. Those
okay,
seem to be
good.
A popular thing.
Yes, they are a very popular thing. By the way, you have a grandfather who passed away. Do you remember him?
Both of my grandfathers passed away.
Okay, this one is on your mother's side. Do you remember him at all?
It's funny, as I have been thinking about him the last couple of days a lot.
Okay, so funny enough, whoever we think about who's crossed over always comes through immediately. So when people are ever going to go to a psychic or a medium and they want to speak to someone who's crossed over, try thinking about them for a few days, because that will actually help bring them forward to me. So he's actually said, I'm glad that you've been thinking of me, but it isn't just you thinking of him. He's been sort of popping some thoughts in your head as well. So he's actually a great guide watching over you. Money is going to be much better for you, by the way. Across from your grandfather is the Queen of Pentacles, which is a woman who finally finds a way to make some decent money that she's entitled to. Your grandpa says you're a very hardworking woman, by the way. And, you know, your hard work will be rewarded. He didn't like your last relationship, the person you were with. Do you know why he would say that?
Oh, yeah.
He's glad. Is it totally over? Because what I'm seeing is that it's still sort of some kind of connection here. Do you still speak with him?
Then.
Okay. Your grandpa just said, why would you want to be friends with him?
Because he has his own problems and issues, and as a friend.
Okay, but he just says, watch your back.
Okay,
so just says, watch your back, because, you know, he doesn't just want to be friends with you. He's still, he'll settle for what you'll throw him now and what you'll give him.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a couple of ulterior motives. So he says, you know, he's not as needy and he's not as, he's called him crazy like a fox. So just be careful, because your grandpa says, I don't want you getting hurt. And, you know, he's the one who's been popping some thoughts in your head. Just, you know that he wasn't such a good lover to you because he wasn't the most honest person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really not the most honest friend either. So Grandpa, by the way, says there's a much, much nicer person being brought to you in the future. Are you ready for that change?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Because this is a really good man. So he's very loving. He's loyal. He's a man, not a boy. But he's calling your ex is a boy. If you want to be mommy to a boy that doesn't want to grow up, stay with him. But if you'd like to be with a man, you're going to have, Grandpa says, you're going to have to make room for the one I'm going to bring in. You know, your grandfather's a very funny man. He's said you were a very good girl growing up and that, you know, he gets a kick out of watching over you. He said you really, for most of your part, live a really pretty good life and you're easy to watch over. He just doesn't like your choice of men. That's why this time he's stepping in to bring the soulmate, so we can trust who he's going to bring.
Good.
No more you choosing. We're choosing.
That's
also
fine.
Told me you're highly psychic, by the way. You're very intuitive yourself. Do you pay attention to that?
I listen more.
Good, because he said you're actually hearing him now. It's funny about the dead. They pop thoughts in our head, about 20% of our thoughts, and it's usually the thoughts we're thinking, do not emanate from our own minds. They come from spirit guides and people have crossed over. So he said you are hearing him. You do think it's your own thoughts, but they're not. They're actually coming from him. So for some reason, he's been assigned to be close to you, probably because he's the one that's chosen your soulmate. So I imagine that's why he's so close to you and with you. You're a mom, or do you want to be a mom?
I am a mom.
Right, because he said you're a very good mom, by the way. And for your children's sake, he's saying they really need to see a little better version of love than what they've seen so far. So he would like to, meaning that you haven't always, you know, had the best love affairs or shown the best love to your children. You know,
yeah, I've always felt bad about that.
I know. And he says, you don't have to feel bad because that's, you know, you can feel good when you show them a better version. How about that? Because that's what he wants to show. He wants those children to see their mom treated with respect and with love. The only fault that he says is that you're really too good. You're good to a fault. You tend to, you know, Nicole was just talking about Howard Stern's wife rescuing animals. Animals need rescuing. People, we got to stop rescuing them. You tend to be a person who likes to rescue people and help them, but it hasn't turned out so good for you doing that. So your grandpa says, we're going to worry about you and yours, but not necessarily helping the stray cat men that come your way.
Yeah.
he's like, you know, you feed them once, they never go away. And, you know, he's laughing because he knows that you were like that as a little girl. That was your personality. You always wanted to help people and you always sort of were there for the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, you keep hanging around after a while. You know, we become the underdogs, good people, because we're the ones who end up getting hurt and not having much to show for all our hard work and everything we've done in life. So this man he's bringing is someone that he's hoping you'll make space for and, you know, have the time for. And, you know that it's going to change your whole life for the better. You have a son, by the way?
I do.
Because he says he's a good boy. He likes him. He says he's a good kid. And, you know, I guess a good man. I don't know how old is he.
He's 11.
Okay, because he called him a little man. So.
He is the little man of the house. He always has been.
No, he said he's a little man, but the little man needs to have a good father figure in his life. And
correct.
So that's why your grandfather's saying, you know, this way he can go back to being an 11-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And because he worries about your son. And, you know, I think if this nice man comes in, it should make your life a little bit easier, a lot happier. And, you know, Grandpa says, just keep asking me for help. He said, you had a lot of courage when you were little. You could use that courage now to move forward and change your life. Money-wise, there'll be some changes in the near future, but good, good changes. So, you know, nothing is bad in your cards other than you were married once, by the way?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, but you were with some, does your son see his father?
He sees him once in a great while.
Yeah, that your grandpa says, keep it that way. Keep it that way. He said mm-hmm. he's a good boy. You want to keep him a good boy? Keep him away from his father too much. He doesn't really like his father very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now your other grandfather's coming through on your father's side. Do you remember him?
Grandpa, yes.
Right, mm-hmm. because, you know, he's another one confirming that, you know, it's time for good love to come into the picture and just let it in. That's what they're saying. You can ask any specific questions you might have, but nothing is really bad in your cards other than letting go of the past and allowing this new relationship in.
Okay. I'm ready. I mean,
okay.
There are some things that I need to work on in the house. That's all. But other than that, I
So work on the house. That's what they're saying. Get it ready. Make space. Make your house nice and
mm-hmm.
and make it a nice place for someone to come visit and see you. But don't use that as an excuse why you can't go out and find love, by the way. Because your grandpa and your father said, don't worry, he's good with a hammer, the guy we're bringing. He's smart, but he's good with a hammer. So... So you have to laugh at that, you know.
So he
knows that you need some help, and he promises that he'll send this nice person. And your other grandfather says, I'm in agreement with this. It's a good man for you. So, you know, relax a little bit and be happy.
Good.
I do hope that you will call into our show again and, you know, let us know what begins to manifest. Because this is a very good year. When is your birthday, by the way, the month and
January
day?
January 21st.
Okay. Because your January 21st is going to open up a very nice new year for you. So a little bit of getting ready for the new year that will begin on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be your year. 2014 is going to be a very good year for you.
I'm ready for a good year.
I know.
I really am. Financially and love-wise, it's going to be a good year.
Yes, absolutely. So,
make sure my grandpas know.
Well, your grandpas are—they're actually very excited about what they see in the
uh-huh.
future, and they just wonder what's the matter with men nowadays. I have to laugh because I've been hearing this from all the grandfathers in the last month, saying, "I don't know, men can't grow up; they can't seem to commit to women," and they're all laughing because they may have committed too soon, too early. To love, and maybe it wasn't meant to last forever, but they certainly, when they saw something they wanted, they committed. So they're bringing you a man who will see what he wants and commit, because that's a very important trait to both of your grandfathers. And just know that they're very excited about your future.
Well, I'm very excited about it.
Good. And just,
what are they?
You know, go ahead. What are they? What?
Did they have anything to say about my daughter?
No. Your daughter seems to be, how old is she now, by the way?
14.
Okay. She could use a good role model of a man, too. So, and she could use, you know, they like her very much, but she's an American teenager. So they're just saying, you know, keep your eyes on her.
Mm-hmm.
And just, they think she's basically a good girl. And just a little more stability for all of them in terms of this, a man they could rely on and a person that you could rely on. There's no big warnings about her. She seems to be a pretty good kid, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As
far as a teenager, usually there's big warnings coming up. She's a pretty good kid, according to them. So I wouldn't worry about her too much. You're doing a good job with them. But again, your grandfathers are saying, we believe in having a good man around the house.
They do.
Okay, so they're both very nice men, by the way. They seem to be grateful to talk from the grave. They're getting a kick out of it. And your mother's father said, boy, I was never on the radio before. So I think it's kind of funny that he made that joke. He said, I had to die to be on the radio. He's like, he's laughing. He said he can't believe that he actually made it to the radio. So I'm just kind of laughing about that. He's mentioning the name John. Do you know what that means?
Oh, my God, yes.
And who is that?
That is the guy I dated, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Why? What is your thing about John?
They go, move on from John. He said, move on from John. Just move on.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm not going to say anymore. Move on. And,
John and I don't associate, though, other than he will pick up my son once in a while to take him over to his dad's.
Right, but he said,
he just
says he's not, you know, just, he's not going to change. He is who he is.
Right.
So, you know, they have another man for you. Don't worry. And then John can't pick up your son anymore, your grandfather said.
Okay.
I was just laughing at that. I mean, he's just really pretty firm about that. Well, anyway, I want to try to take a few more callers. So
Cindy, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. And I know that she's been busy screening, so I want to make sure I get some of these. Okay, thanks for your nice email, and I hope you call in again in the future.
I will call in the future. I really appreciate it. And thanks for all that you do.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have a Monica in New York. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are cruising over to New York. Actually, we're staying in New York, I should say. And
no, she was
going
in Michigan. She was in, oh.
No,
yeah,
Monica
she's
was
in
Michigan.
New York. Oh, okay, Monica, but the last one was Michigan. Okay.
Oh, yes, yes, the let Julie was Michigan.
Yes.
Monica's in New York, and
okay.
She just basically, she wants something very general, Cindy. She wants love, career, any guidance that comes through for her. She just wants a reading from you. So just throw some
that.
Cards down and do your thing.
Okie dokie.
Oh. Hello, Monica, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Monica, I'm glad that you called in. You have the cutest voice.
Oh, thank you.
You're filled with a lot of energy. We love it. Now, interestingly enough, in your cards in the futures are really, really sort of husband card and children. Do you want all of that?
Yes.
Okay, because that was the first card I pulled. So that's happy, happy. It's not tomorrow, but it's in the future. There's also a very nice, smart guy, nice, nice person here in the cards. As far as career going, a little bit learning some stuff and then making better money. Are you working now?
Yes. Right now I am actually temping. That
typing?
I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear you. You're actually doing what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Personally, I am actually temping.
Oh, temping. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm temping. And that temp assignment at the end of August. I'm getting my resume out to various places. Do you see anything coming soon, or do you see me going on job interviews? Or
yeah, I see that's very promising, and you're going to be offered something that you're going to have to learn a little bit on the job, but don't get nervous by that. You know, in the
okay.
interview, there'll be some stuff you don't know how to do, and they're going to ask you, so just say, no, I don't know how to do that, but I'm a very quick learn. Because
okay.
don't be intimidated by the fact that it's something you may not have done before exactly all the way. So, but it looks like money will be better and it'll start a nice new career for you. And that looks very good. And it always when people are needing a new job and they're asking the job and, you know, the career and the love question at the same moment, I always love that because when your whole world's about ready to change, God has to get you out of your rut where you were in the past, has to get us into a new world in which we can meet some new people because in that new world is where you're going to meet this man. And again, that doesn't mean he works there. It just means maybe you'll make a new friend and it will be one of his friends. So I'm very excited by all the changes in your cards here. A little bit of anxiety in your cards. Do you find that you're prone to anxiety?
Yes, there's a little bit of anxiety. I'm in the process of dealing with that now.
Okay, good. Because anxiety is what I call a dark angel. When our angels of light talk to us and tell us it's time for change, it's time for moving on, it's time for,
yes.
You can't stay in your little rut forever. Are you hearing that now? It's time for change?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You're right. Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Now, once you start making some of those changes, getting your resume right, seeing a positive future with love and a good career, hearing that, yeah, I have to move on. I have to change my life. Time is ticking. I have to move on. The anxiety will lessen. It's just, sometimes we all coast with the devil we know too long in careers and in relationships. And
yeah.
Our angels of light have no choice but to give us anxiety. You cannot ignore anxiety. You can ignore an angel going, it's time to move on. Come on, start moving. But you can't ignore the sense of anxiety, that feeling of like impending doom, something's not right, I have to do something. Once we start taking the steps forward that we're supposed to, the anxiety lessens. So the anxiety will lessen. Also, you have to do things in spite of fear, which you have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember her at all?
Oh, yeah. She passed away a few months ago.
Right.
November 2012.
Okay, because she's the one saying, by nature, you had a lot more courage than you have now. So I'd like to see you muster up the courage and do things in spite of fear.
Okay.
Because you're giving too much into the fear. She's also
yes.
thanking you for being a good granddaughter. She says, hallelujah, I'm up here. She seems to be a very happy camper where she is. So not everybody says, hallelujah, I'm happy. So,
She's very spiritual. Very
right.
spiritual. So you're definitely right. And hallelujah was one of her favorites.
Right.
One of her favorites.
Because of all of the readings we've done, and Nicole can testify, I've never heard anyone say hallelujah, I'm happy. So
okay.
I think she's adorable. She's there to help you. So you have to start learning how the spiritual world works. Of course they can help, but they help a lot more if we ask for it. So you could say, Grandma, guide me to the right place to work. Come with me in my interview. Pop thoughts in that interviewer's head that I'm right for the job. And of course your grandma says, now that I'm crossed over, I can help pick your soulmate and bring him to you. So she seems to be, happy and excited to help from the grave. And she did want you to have a piece of her jewelry or something. Did you get something of hers?
Did not receive anything from her because I hadn't visited her home. Visited South Carolina. I'm quite sure something is there. Wait a minute. You know what? I do have something from her. I'm sorry. I have two things. I have a quilt that she made for me. And two, I have a pocketbook that she gave me the last time I saw her.
Okay. And she says you have to go get some jewelry or a piece of jewelry because it's all starting to disappear. And
that does make sense, okay.
And it won't be there if you wait too long, and she will be very angry if you do not get something. She has a cross or something that she wanted you to have because she's, making the sign of the cross. And she says, please try to get there before you won't get anything. I mean, she's glad you have the pocketbook and the quilt, of course, but there is actually a piece of jewelry that she wants
okay.
you to have. Don't wait too long. I mean, she's just saying, I should have given that to you the last time I saw you, she said. But, it is what it is. But please don't wait on it too long. That seems to be
okay, I won't.
Her little
I will
message.
Not.
Okay,
that's fine.
Nothing is bad in your cards. Good career, nice family in the future. Courage. She's saying you have to have courage. And that's probably a mantra for most of our listeners. People whose
yes.
lives change more positively muster up courage. They do things in spite of fear. We're all fearful. Everybody's afraid.
Yes.
But
yes.
some of us muster up courage and do what we need to do. So courage is the buzzword for people. I'm finding with people whose lives don't change is they just don't seem to muster up the courage to change their life and the courage to heal the issues they need to heal to also
I
change
agree.
Their life.
Okay.
So your grandma's also saying that God is very good
Really? Okay.
You know, God is good. And, you know, again, she's got this most charismatic smile and one of the, like such a beacon of light from on high. You know, not all people have crossed over as such beacons of light as she is. She seems to be a very big beacon of light. So, you know, I like her very much. She's very, very nice. She's very kind. Little bit funny, she stood up and gave me an applause, a standing ovation for hearing her so well, which I think is very cute. She's a person who thanks people, and I imagine on Earth she was a very, you know, thankful person. And
yes,
you know, and just call in the future. Let us know how your job changes and everything happens. You don't sound like you're from New York. Where are you from originally? Although you said you're from New York.
No, I am actually from New York. My parents are from the South.
Okay,
but I am from New York.
You have a little bit of the Southern sound there. It's nice. Not really. Yeah, if you didn't, I wouldn't have known you were from New York. Are you from upstate New York?
Actually, no, I live in New York City.
Wow, you don't sound like it. So I'm glad to hear you have that. You just have the cutest voice and lots of positive energy. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
A little courage. You have to have a little courage to go on the radio, too, you know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. And
thank you.
I'm going to try to take another caller.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we've got Nicole with a Long Island Fran. Okay, maybe Nicole can describe this one.
Well, Cindy, actually, you know Fran. Fran got a reading from you about a couple of months ago, and she just said that you were right about so much, including the end of a relationship that was going to end violently, she had said. All right?
Okay.
So now that this has happened, and now that your prediction there has come true and that relationship is done, she wants to know what's next.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's over, Fran. I'm relieved.
Well,
that
you know what?
Over.
I have to be honest, Cindy. I said the same thing. So I said I'm not happy that it came to a violent end, but I am happy that it came to an end. So hopefully Fran's cards will be looking up from there, and let's see what she has to say. Hello, Fran. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Fran. I know, you know, today, if you read the news day, you know, the domestic violence is way on the rise. And one of my clients was also like you. She's having a very bad divorce, and her husband is very violent. And she's afraid, and she mentioned to the police that he's threatened to kill her. And the police poo-pooed her way, saying, well, people say that all the time, but nobody does it. Yeah, today's paper, lots of people do these things. I mean, how dare he say that? So I'm always glad when women finally get out of situations that are very volatile and can be very violent. Did you have an order of protection now against him?
No, what happened was when I actually went to you for the reading, you had predicted that. Did you ever look into it, that he has an order of protection? And he was like totally denied the existence of one. And I happened to come across evidence that there was one.
Oh, and so that was enough to get him to leave you alone.
No. Well, the thing is, I think not really. I mean, it still took an ugly turn towards the end. But it basically, I think, was enough, like, if you don't want me to call, you'll leave it alone. And then, you know, when I was moving, I just took everything out. I had a police escort.
Okay, because the reason that I had told you about that order of protection was so that you could know that he gets another domestic violence charge, he'll be in jail. So that was something that helped you to get out of it. He's not totally out of the picture here, by the way.
I know. He tried calling me last week, and I just hung up. He tried calling me.
Okay. I would tell you to tell him the next time he calls, I will call the police and have you arrested if you call me again.
So you don't still see him contacting me.
I see him still trying to contact you. So I'm just warning you, if you tell him, look, I'm not giving you one chance to not contact me anymore. If you do again, I'm going to call the police and have you arrested that you're stalking me. And he'll leave you alone. So just be careful because he's not out of
hung up. I wasn't willing to, you know, listen because, you know, it just puts me in such a frame of mind. And, you know, there is a fear there. You know, I
And rightfully so. And rightfully so. And that's why I never, you know, poo-poo this away. When someone tells me they're afraid, they have reason. Their gut's telling them to be afraid. He does not want to go back to jail. But if he continues to bother you, then you have him arrested, and that's not your problem. You give him a warning.
Why he's still trying to bother me right now? Like,
he just thinks, because you didn't have him arrested, he thinks you're a sap. You know, in some ways he thinks, okay, you know, we had a fight, but it's all okay. I could start talking to her. You have to tell him that it was, you know, you didn't have him arrested because you gave him a chance, but you will not give him another chance. He's, you know, he's looking to replace you, so that's the good news here. Mm-hmm. So there's always a sucker born, so there's another one who thinks she's going to save this one. But just watch your back with him. Just watch your back with him.
It'll end shortly? Like, will it lose steam in life?
It should again, but you may have to call the police on him because he's the kind of person that he doesn't learn very easily. So you'll give him a warning and then, you know, have the police go to him. They'll probably give him a warning to leave you alone. So that should scare him. And just really just be careful. Don't engage with him at all.
Don't talk.
And, you know, the moving out looks like it's taken its toll on you, but, you know, I hope you're settled into place. You're living in a nice place now.
No, I'm actually temporarily living with family and trying to find something else, which I'm very eager. I don't know when you see a move.
Right. I do see another move to a nice place soon. So at least you had, you know, get on your hands and knees and thank your relatives that allowed you to come into their home.
Right.
Because oftentimes that's why women have to stay in bad relationships, because there's not anybody there they can go move with or live with. So, and you also right now, your spirit guides want you living with family. Is there a man in that house that you're living?
Yeah.
Good. Because they want you to be like, you know, he'll leave you alone because there's another man around. So right now they don't want you really moving somewhere alone until this is all resolved. Since
right.
there's a little bit more you being protected in this household. So that's
right.
why if it's got to play out where you call the police and they go to him, you're protected with other people. If you're living alone until this all plays out, it's not going to be so good. So, you know, just be, you know, you have a nice place coming. Be a little patient. Trust in divine guidance for that. You're very psychic yourself, friend. I hope you're trusting your gut now. Are you trusting your own gut now?
Yeah, I usually do. I trust certain instincts that I have. I don't know where that, you know, how that comes into play. I guess it's just, I always thought it was just from so many past experiences that after a while, you know.
Well, it's mostly that, you know, your gut's telling you when something's not kosher, pay attention to that. Money looks better. Are you looking for something else career-wise or job-wise?
I would like to. You know, I would like to improve all aspects, you know, like, but I'm not really looking to move tomorrow, but, you know, eventually it's an opportunity to present itself.
Because there's a lot of changes here in your life, so good changes. Start looking for a place to live, but until, this stalking craziness of his ends, you'd be better off to stay where you are a little bit put. And I know you're anxious to move on, but, you know, he needs to know there's other witnesses, other people nearby. So he's less likely to act up in that case. You know, he's a little bit off, this guy. Have you figured that out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't understand it, I guess.
That's what it is.
Well,
like,
he's crazy, but he's crazy like a fox. He can clean up when he wants to, this one. But, you know, I talk to way too many women who have been murdered by men.
Yeah.
And did a reading recently for a woman who had been shot in the head by her fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is left pretty paralyzed and a lot of other things. you don't want to egg these people on, and you don't want to scream or you need to sort of, you know, make sure he doesn't talk with you, but don't egg him on. Be very firm, and if necessary, have the police go speak to him. But don't get where you're screaming at him or engaging with him. It's very dangerous. All the women who have been shot by men have told me they didn't know enough to shut up and yes, 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 the person to death, strategically work their way out of the situation. You know, a lot of them blame themselves from the grave, that this person was crazy. Why am I screaming? Why am I engaging? Why didn't I yes the person to death, get out of the room, and then call the police?
Right.
So just don't underestimate him is what I'm telling you. I'm not seeing anything happening to you, by the way. You've got a lot of spirit guides watching over you and the whole bit, but I don't want you to underestimate him. So
right.
If you're trying to be a nice person and you don't think, well, I don't want him to go to jail.
No, it wasn't that. It was more that I felt like once he gets out, it's going to be tenfold, you know, like 10 times worse than I could have imagined. You know, I just have my children to protect. And
right. Well, you're hoping he'll just move on. And if you say it again firmly, and also, you know, the police might very well, if they went there, give him a strong warning. And, you know, that, but I'm a little, you know, it's a little bit upset by, you know, certain things that I'm hearing from women who have been really, really put in a position of police not taking it seriously. I mean, you live in Suffolk County, correct?
Nassau,
because Nassau and Suffolk have pretty strong domestic violence laws, so you need to, like, know that they're in place. But sometimes, you know, police don't take it so seriously either. But, again, you know, you're worrying about it'll be worse when he gets out. But if you're afraid now, think about now. He may never get out of prison. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so just please, please take it very seriously that if he calls you, give him one strong warning. And then if he calls again, then you actually call the police and tell them the situation. And perhaps they'll give him a firm warning and that'll be enough. He just thinks that You're too kind and you're nice and you're gonna like forget about what happened. So, you know what I'm talking about. They think, and normally in the past you probably would have. I think your reading probably scared you and helped you realize the severity of the situation.
Right, because what happened was it escalated. You know, it didn't. What happened that day was something that I think you predicted, but it didn't happen until, you know, at that moment. Like, there were no previous where I thought he could ever, was capable.
Right. So I know, I remember your reading well because I remember you being a little surprised that this could play, and I think you were surprised about the order of protection that they said he had.
Right.
Again, most of my clients are pretty surprised about things that are revealed in their readings, things they didn't anticipate or expect. So, please call in again and let us know, but nothing looks bad in your cards. There'll be another relationship in the future, by the way, but you need a little bit of standing on your own 2 feet without a man.
Right.
And that's something that you need to know. It's just a little bit standing on your own 2 feet without a man is important.
Right.
So nothing is bad in your cards other than, you know, the little warning that I gave you. And again, I rather err on the side of making people a little more afraid of these people than less afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't underestimate him by any means.
Okay.
But his biggest fear is going back to jail. So that, you know, you can pretty much keep him alive with that one. You know?
All right.
You know, he doesn't want to go back.
Okay.
So, well, thank you so much for calling in. And,
thank you so much.
And, you know, Nicole and I will say a big prayer for you.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you.
And call in again and let us know what happens.
Sure. Okay, have a good night.
Bye. Bye. Well, that call that came in on my other phone while I'm here was TJ Butt calling. I'm laughing because I'm hearing their whole dinner conversation. I'm leaving the room trying to say somebody's leaving me a message. Hang up already. Finally, I realized.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I get
that
for being on my cell
yours,
phone.
I swear.
I'm telling you, how many times do people butt call? Good thing he's a good husband because he'd be get caught whatever he's doing with those butt calling.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, I see so we funny. Have Joanne. Is this another Long Islander?
This is another Long Islander. Her name is Joanne, Cindy, and she actually has got a two-part question for you. First and foremost, she would like to know what's going on with her health. Just basically in general, are you seeing anything? Are you picking up something regarding her health? And secondly, is that she's got this game plan, so a move may or may not be in her future. And if that move does take place, Cindy, she wants to know how it's going to pan out.
Oh, because the first card I got was the Tower. That's a move. So we got the move going. We got the move.
That explains that. All right. Well, let's see what Joanne has to say, shall we? Hello,
sure.
Joanne. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Joanne. So the move is definitely in the cards here.
Okay.
So, and it looks very promising and very quick and fast once you make up your mind. So are you thinking of doing this soon?
Not very soon, probably in a year or two.
Okay, but once you make up your mind, it's going. So that looks very good. Health-wise, there's a lot of stress in your cards. Are you aware that you're stressing out a lot?
Yeah, beyond stressing out.
Okay, good, because, you know, I'm not a medical intuitive, nor am I a doctor, but I have a pretty good understanding of mind-body connection.
Right.
And a lot of what you're experiencing is a lot of stress. And stress has a way of making our health not so good. Even, you know, being a cause of many things, autoimmune disorders and other fun things. What do you think is going on in your body? Because what I'm seeing is mainly stress here.
I'm not sure because I get all these crazy symptoms and I'm not sure. And you know, I'm a hypochondriac, so.
Well, I can tell you what this card showed. It's a person with about 1,000 swords in their body. Like, everything hurts from head to toe.
Yeah.
And you're also, the cards that I got, there are 4 worry cards in a deck of 80. And for you, I got all 4. Now, that indicates to me a level of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, in which you excessively worry.
Yeah.
What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this? If only this? If only that? If only this? And OCDs often become hypochondriacs. It goes with the territory. And in this day and age of Googling, it's not good because, you know, OCDs always think of the worst. It's never this pimple's a pimple. It's this pimple's a tumor and I'm going to die. It's always from A to Z. I mean, you know, my daughter's a very bad OCD, and she could be, you know, sometimes she could be a hypochondriac. And I'm always saying to her, look, what you have to learn to do with things is if you have a particular symptom, nobody's telling you to ignore it, but you call the doctor, and until you get an appointment with the doctor, you stop Googling what million things it could be. You hear what the doctor has to say. And then you assess the situation, because for the most part, people, like, by the time they look at things, any little thing they think they have cancer, if they say that, by the time they go to the doctor 2 weeks from when they made the appointment, their blood pressure's soaring. They're like a wreck. And meanwhile, it turned out to be nothing, but they wasted 2 weeks in worry. You're being asked a little bit stop with the Internet. Are you on the Internet Googling your symptoms?
I was just about to after I got off this phone
call. Okay, go. We're not doing that. we're not doing that. What you're going to do is, you know, take it down a notch, acknowledge that you tend to be a hypochondriac and that you, you know, and that you tend to overreact, and you can make an appointment with the doctor and you could, you know, give your symptoms and you'd see what his diagnosis is, and then you could kind of figure out what you want to be doing. But you have to be careful because, you know, OCDs are the boy who cried wolf. They're always busy crying that something's wrong, and you can always find doctors who are going to gladly tell you there's something wrong, and big wrong, because, you know, they can make lots of money on you. So be a little careful that you know yourself, you know you tend to be a hypochondriac, that sometimes people would rather be sick than deal with what their real worry is or their real problem is. You might want to say, what am I distracting by spending 2 hours Googling my health symptoms? What am I really running from? What do I really need to address today? And focus on the now a little bit. because your health looks okay other than the fact that, you know, you are worrying yourself sick a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying people shouldn't go to a doctor. Let's go to a doctor. You know, but, you know, my daughter, we've lived through so many things. She's dying. I mean, she's dying, okay? And I'm like, Shauna, you're not dying today, okay? I'm not a psychic for nothing. You're not dying, okay? Well, she has to ruin the whole month while we worry that she's dying. Do you understand that? She's dying for a month here. Then it turns out that it's nothing. But meanwhile, we had a month of agony where she couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat. She was sick. She was making herself crazy. My feelings are, say I have a little lump in my breast or something, I'm going to say, okay, I got to call the doctor. I'm not going to obsess about that lump in my breast. What I'm going to do is call the doctor, wait till he, you know, tells me what it is. He'll probably tell me it's a cyst and it's nothing, and then I'll deal with it. If it's something larger and greater, then I'm going to have to deal with that and do my research after I know what it is. But I'm not going to sit there for 2 weeks making myself sick. So it's kind of live in the now. If there's some symptom that we have, we'll acknowledge it. But OCDs tend to go from A to Z. It is never the least thing it could be. It's always the most. So, you know, with you, this is a very joyful year coming up, a peaceful year. But the universe is asking you to not to focus too much on worrying about your health.
Okay.
What else is, you know, what else is going on in your life that perhaps this is a distraction for? Do you have something that's really bothering you in terms of relationships or other things that maybe you need to focus on?
I guess I'm trying to switch a career, trying to start a writing career.
Okay.
So that's one of the big things that's happening.
Okay, and again, OCD is like the devil, they know. And when there's change, OCD, that's normally, you know, it's a 1 through 10 scale. Yours might normally be a 5, but when it's stress and change, it starts all of a sudden shooting up to a 7. That's when it becomes a problem. Try to just focus on writing. Start your writing and
I made a deadline that I wanted to make, and as soon as I made the deadline, I got this, I don't know what it is, stomach virus or something, and I just started falling apart right when I got the deadline made.
Because you made yourself so nervous, by the way. You know, part of it is that OCDs can be very big procrastinators, because if they can't do things perfect, they don't do them. They can also be very anal. It depends what version of it you have. Perhaps, you know, you put yourself under so much pressure here.
Right.
And I'm not saying you didn't catch a little bug or whatever it is, but, you know, give yourself a little slack to get the career going and don't put yourself under so much pressure. But also, you know, to make a career as a writer is not an easy career. Most of us have a day job as well. So nobody tells you to quit your day job while you're being a writer. Maybe focus on just a few, you know, writing 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day, a realistic goal. And not to obsess about it so much. Me being a writer, the life of a writer is not always easy. And, you know, I could see that that's going to be a very good career for you and a very positive change for you. But it looks like you're putting yourself under a lot of pressure here.
Okay.
So, you know, take it down a notch or two for yourself.
Okay. Okay.
And again, you know, try to assume things are the least until you hear they're the most. I'm not telling people to go into denial. Plenty of my clients, you know, they know they have bad symptoms and they go into denial of it. But if you tend to be, you know, hypochondriac worriers, you need to, you know, say, look, I'm going to do what I need to do and then I'm going to relax. I always tell my daughter, look, if you do have cancer and you're dying this month, this is your last month on earth before you know it. Why don't we enjoy this month till you find out the diagnosis? And then we'll deal with it. This might be your last happy days on earth. So let's be happy. My feelings are, until I hear the axe has fallen, I'm going to assume it's not. And even, you know, if I get a diagnosis from the doctor and they're giving me the doom and gloom, I always tend to look at, you know, holistic or what other things I could do, and it turns out to be okay. The thing about hypochondria is you can get, you know, doctors love that because then they could just keep prescribing, doing things, tests, this and that and the other thing, and it costs a fortune. Hypochondria costs a fortune to the medical system and insurance companies. It's a little bit, you know, when we get fear-based, sometimes even a good tact will feel like, I got to do something. Or they'll prescribe you some medicine just to tell you, here's something. And you're taking something you don't really need to take. So, you know, just deal with your hypochondria, but don't do the Google thing, because it only makes it worse. Because I don't know, every time you Google the slightest thing, like my foot was hurting the other day, I go, oh, let me Google it. I thought I was going to die by the time I heard the pain. Meanwhile, I probably was wearing bad shoes. And now it's fine. But boy, when I was looking up what it could possibly be, I said, okay, well, that's enough of this one. So just be a little bit more, you know, you're okay today and live a little bit in the now. That would be important for you.
That sounds strange because I always wanted to try and do healing for animals. I guess I'll never make it with this attitude.
Well, no, maybe healing animals. Maybe it'll be helping them. You won't forget about your own aches and pains, you know?
Exactly.
Who knows? It could be a really good thing. But I said, I remember, you know, everybody has levels of OCD. I remember being a hypochondriac in my own life, by the way. And, you know, after a while, you sort of just, if we get into it and you start keep looking at the symptoms, it becomes an addiction. And I found I just had to go cold turkey and stop looking up things, especially because every minor kind of ache and pain always has, it could be a major symptom of something really major. So, you know, it can make you really, really paranoid. So, you know, don't indulge in it. What I'm seeing is your health looks okay here, by the way. Again, you could always, you know, get a physical and check it out with the doctor too, you know. But
right.
I'm not seeing anything, you know, major
okay.
here.
Okay.
Well, thank you for sharing it, because I think we have a lot of people like you, by the way. I don't think you're the only one. I think everybody laughs because everybody remembers going through that stage where I got to look up every disease. You know, medical students always get it. They think they have every disease. You know, that's kind of funny. Every time they're studying a disease, they got one. They got it. Well, good luck to you. We're at the end of our show. I want to thank Nicole for doing a super-duper job, and I want to thank the fact that my cell phone worked since my regular phone wasn't working on this. Don't ask me what that's about. Don't ask me what that's about.
Oh, boy. I don't even know, Cindy. I really don't.
Well, I have a tendency to mess up electronics. I was doing a tarot card party the other night, and the woman said, well, before you came into this room, the lights worked. Now they've gone off, and I can't figure out what it is. It's not a fuse. It's not nothing. I said, don't worry. Light a candle. When I leave, within a few minutes, they'll go on. So I'm there for 8 hours. The lights are not working. She called me on my cell phone driving home 2 minutes away. The lights went back on. So we're kind of laughing because it's probably my energy that messes up the phone anyway. So at least
that's
it doesn't work
point.
On a cell phone.
Well, you do realize why you mess up. You know, electronics so badly, right?
Because of all my electromagnetic fields, right?
Absolutely, because ghosts actually change the electromagnetic fields that are around you. And as you can see, my dogs are looking behind me. And they also change, you know, like different geological formations, and they affect electronic equipment.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. So tonight, I had done a lot of reading today before I went on, so I'm pretty sure that's why it was bumping off. I usually try to have a half an hour between readings before I go on the show, and today
yeah,
I didn't.
But...
So I only had 10 minutes, and I think that was just not – that just wasn't working tonight. So I have to remember that half an hour leeway between.
Oh, gosh. You know, I think maybe that is exactly it. I mean, you were just spiking today, and that's probably why you keep having so many troubles. But, you know, and that's probably why the show has so many troubles. Actually, maybe it's not Blog Talk Radio. Maybe it's the people that are around you fussing around.
They're trying to make our job easier. Yeah, for sure. They're not helping any. Stay away from the phone. Well, thank you for doing a wonderful job
please.
Tonight. And I
oh,
look
well, thank you,
Cindy.
As always, you did a great job.
Thank you so much, and we'll speak next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.